Good morning again. Why a Eucharistic Congress in Ireland in 2012? The Church in Ireland, like many parts of the Church in Western Europe and Western society, which are material, are gradually being more secularized, it needs renewal. The Church in Ireland needs a renewal that springs from a new evangelization. And what's a new evangelization? A new evangelization is a vibrant representation of the essentials of the Christian message to men and women who may have been baptized, may have at one time been active participants in the life of the Church, but who in various ways have drifted away from that life. Evangelization and renewal take place, obviously, on different levels. And a Eucharistic Congress is a particular instrument of renewal in the Church. Eucharistic Congresses are very common in the Church. There have been national Eucharistic Congresses in recent years in the United States, in Spain, in Brazil, and even in Cuba. The major renewal program of the Church in Italy this year is a national Eucharistic Congress to be held in September in Ancona. And we will have our national Eucharistic Congress in June of this year. Eucharistic Congress is one of the normal instruments that we find right across the Church as part of renewal programs. The Eucharist is central to the Christian life. The Eucharist is the real presence in history of the self-giving love of Jesus Christ. And it's that self-giving love of Jesus Christ, even unto death, that is the source of the life of the Church, the source of the new life brought by Christ with his death and resurrection and the sending of the Spirit. If you look, and I quoted it there in the short video, at the way the Eucharist shapes the Church, as we saw in the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles say when the early Christians gathered, they devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and the prayers. The Church is a community of prayer, inspired by the Word of God and by the Eucharist. And the Church is a communion, which then generates a special form of fellowship and sharing, which is shaped by the Eucharist. The 50th International Eucharistic Congress is not a societal event. It's an ecclesial event and will be celebrated in faith. It's not an assembly about structures. Pope Benedict, when he spoke to the International Committee on Eucharistic Congresses, described as congresses as a way of promoting evangelization, which is carried out at the school of the Church in prayer, on the basis of the liturgy and in the liturgy. The 50th International Eucharistic Congress is not a backward-looking event, re-evoking celebrations of the past and different times. Neither should it be a sterile, inward-looking discussion just about Church structures. It has to be a congress, it has to be a missionary event. The Acts of the Apostles note that the fruit of the gathering and sharing of the early Christians was that the Lord added to their numbers and that they then enjoyed the goodwill of all. Eucharistic Congress is a missionary event that reaches out to renew those who are members of the Church and to bring back those who have drifted from the Eucharistic communities. The hope of the Eucharistic Congress is that through prayer, the renewal in prayer and its liturgical life, these are the two characteristics of a Eucharistic Congress, the Church will be purified, cleansed, and renewed so that its true mission in the world will be more evident. Thank you.